effects of manifestation. A feeling directed to a high ideal is noble. Your attitude to serve and sacrifice is indeed commendable. They are fine emotions which embellish your personality. Nevertheless, Vedanta cautions you against the adverse effects of manifesting them indiscriminately. However chaste an emotion be, it would be unwise to express it without intellectual direction. An unintelligent manifestation of even a good emotion may bring about a negative result. For example, you may love all creatures alike, appreciate and admire their individual beauty and grandeur, yet you cannot express your feelings for them in the same way. You may pick up a kitten and caress it, but would not do that to a serpent. You may love your spouse dearly, but you cannot afford to express your emotion indiscriminately at all times. If you do, it would cause nausea to the other. The relationship may end in bitterness, perhaps a separation. A parable explains the effect of unwise expression of emotion. A serpent lived in the outskirts of a village. It was a menace to the villagers. It attacked and poisoned many of them. One day, a sage passed that way. The serpent charged out of its hideout. It was about to strike. The sage stood unperturbed. The assailant recognized the divine person and begged his pardon. The good man advised it not to be hateful and cruel and create so much disharmony. The serpent repented its aggression and vowed to live peacefully. Days later, the sage returned the same way and found the creature lacerated with wounds. He inquired as to the cause of its pathetic state. The serpent replied ungrudgingly, "Sir, I merely followed your wise counsel, expressed my love to one and all. The villagers pelted me with stones and brought me to this condition." The wise man rejoined, "I'm sorry, I had not conveyed my message properly. I did ask you to live in harmony with others, but not to express your love indiscriminately. Without a feeling of hatred, you should have hissed and driven them away." So it is with life. You must learn to manifest your inner feelings with discretion, with caution. Your intellect must be ever alert to direct your emotions into proper channels. That is intelligent living.